today on Introductions. Our guests are the members of the Lewis Guitar Duo, brothers Aaron and Jason Lewis of Glencoe, who have prepared for us a program of music by Isaac Albeniz, J.S. Bach, Piazzolla, and more. We'll hear them after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guests are guitarists 16-year-old Aaron Lewis of New Trier High School and his brother, 14-year-old Jason Lewis of Christian Heritage Academy. They make up the Lewis Duo and study with Dr. Julia Miller at the Music Institute of Chicago. They each started the classical guitar at ages 5 and 3, and since they started performing together about a year and a half ago, they've been invited to perform around the Chicago area, and were even invited to perform at the 2010 Guitar Foundation of America International Convention. Later in the hour, we'll hear the Tango Suite by Astor Piazzolla, as well as some music by Catalan composer Fernando Sor, Scarlatti, and J.S. Bach. But they'll start now with music by a different Catalan composer, the Capriccio Catalan from the Foy d'Album, Opus 165 by Isaac Albeniz. This is Introductions. The Lewis Duo in the Capriccio Catalan from Foy d'Album, Opus 165 by Isaac Albeniz, performed live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. Well, welcome to both of you, Jason and Aaron. What's it like performing and practicing with your brother?
Well, I mean, he's the little brother, so it's kind of his job.
This is Aaron speaking, the older one.
Yeah, so it's kind of his job to be the little brother. So we sometimes knock heads, but we get past it, and we have a lot of fun usually together.
It's really interesting to play with a duo with your brother because there's a special connection between you.
Telepathy.
And since you've been with each other for so long, you can really feel the music between each other, and it's really nice.
So how did you both get started on classical guitar? Why aren't you playing rock guitar right now?
Well, when I was little, when I was about 2 years old, I was at my grandparents' house, and they had this really old little black and white plastic guitar. So I picked it up and just started strumming away, and for the next 2 years, every morning I'd just get up and play for hours, and they couldn't stop me. And then suddenly I was like, hey.
Who knows what you were playing?
Yeah, I didn't really know what I was playing. I was just playing the open string, so I was like, I'm not really playing real music here. So my parents asked me, do you want to take lessons? And I was like, yeah, that's awesome, when I was five. And so the rest is history. And
being the little brother, I wanted to follow my older brother, and I started taking lessons too, and here we are.
So you all, I also understand that you started at, before you went to the Music Institute, you started at Wiggle Worms at the Old Town School.
Right. We had our teacher, whose name is Jody, and she sang all these fun songs like Wheels on the Bus and Twist and Shout by the Beatles. And so we would always dance in circles to these songs, and then I would pick up my guitar and I would sing along with them with mm-hmm. my strumming.
Well, next you're going to perform for us two shorter pieces. The first one by Scarlatti. We're going to hear the Sonata in G Major, L number 388. And then afterwards, a prelude by Bach, the number 15 in G Major, BWV 884 from the Well-Tempered Clavier Book 2. Tell us a little bit about each of these pieces.
Well, the first one, Scarlatti, is very light and lively, and it's a really fun one to play.
Yeah, the second one, Bach, it has these different characteristics, and the different melodies trade off, and it's a really interesting piece because
we chose it ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Our teacher said, you guys should pick your own piece, you know? So we got the music, we listened to some stuff on the internet, and we really liked this one. We brought it to her, and she taught it to us.
So it clicked with both of you right away.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here's the Lewis duo now in some music by Domenico Scarlatti, and then we'll hear some music by J.S. Bach live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. Thank you. music performed by the Lewis Duo, brothers Aaron and Jason. Aaron is 16 and goes to New Trier High School. Jason is 14 and goes to Christian Heritage Academy. They just performed the Prelude number 15 in G major, BWV 884 by J.S. Bach. And before that, we heard the Sonata L number 388 by Domenico Scarlatti. That was in G major, performed live here on Introductions on WFMT. Thanks, both of you. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
It looks so difficult, but you make it sound so free, easy, and relaxed. Do you go to your guitar when you're stressed out in practice?
Yeah, sometimes.
Actually, yeah, it's really a calming, soothing instrument.
And when you mentioned before that the Bach is something that you specifically chose to perform, that you brought to your teacher, what right. was it about that piece that attracted you right away?
Well, it has a lot of intricacies to it, you know, and the parts work really nicely together, and it was a cool song for us because of the second song we ever learned, and it's a little bit different than Capriccio, which is the first song we ever mm-hmm. learned, so we wanted to try something new.
Yeah, there are a lot of complicated licks in that Bach that fit right next to each other, so right. how long do you have to work on it by yourself before you bring it with your brother?
Well, we do a lot of, with the complicated licks, we do a lot of metronome work to make sure that they're smooth, and basically once we have our parts together and playable, then we come together and smooth the joint connection between the two pieces together. Mm-hmm.
Do you, when you bring it together, do you start out really slow?
We start out really, yeah. really slow.
He really likes to go fast, though, so uh-huh. I got to keep him under control.
I'm really curious how slow you start out the pieces.
Which part do you want to do?
Just see the beginning.
Uh-huh. And then how long does it take you to bring it to tempo?
Well, every day we go take the metronome, we go one click up. Mm-hmm. Every time we go through the song.
So you only go one click up.
One click up.
Yeah. So it takes a long time. Right. I think that's important for people to know that you don't just pick it up and start playing it right away. You work really hard at it.
It takes a long time.
What are some other common misconceptions that people have when you say that you play the guitar?
Well, whenever we tell our friends that we play guitar, they always automatically assume electric guitar, you know, uh-huh. like Jimi Hendrix or the Beatles, people like that.
And there's also a difference in the actual guitar itself.
Right. The actual body is made differently. And there's also a different type of strings used on the classical guitar. They're called nylon. Mm-hmm. They're a little more mellow and have a fuller sound to them, whereas steel strings are a little bit more twangy, and you associate more with them acoustic or electric guitars.
Well, let's hear some more of that guitar. You're going to perform a serenade now by Ferdinando Carulli. This is the Serenade in A, Opus 96, number 1. Why did you decide to add this to the program?
Well, this piece is very... it comes from 19th century opera, and there's all these different kinds of characters. In the beginning, there's this big angry man character,
and then there's the undertone is like this little quiet, chord going on while this angry man is playing his.
Uh huh.
And then there's also a more upbeat and happy character, and then there's a little bit of annoying one in there too. So you can listen for all that while you hear us play.
I can tell just from the tempo markings that there are a lot of contrast. It's marked largo, right. maestoso, allegro, larghetto, presto. So we're gonna hear all of that now. Performed by the Lewis Duo, some music by Ferdinando Carulli, live here on Introductions. This is, again, his Serenade in A, Opus 96, number 1. Thank you. How lucky for your parents who get to hear this music all the time.
Yeah.
That was some music by Ferdinando Carulli. We heard the Serenade in A, Opus 96, number 1, performed by the Lewis Duo live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio here on Introductions. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, and find WFMT on Facebook for updates so that you don't have to miss any of our live programs. Let's take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear some music by Fernando Sor and Astor Piazzolla, performed again by the Lewis Duo. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and we're in the midst of a wonderful guitar recital featuring our guests, 16-year-old Aaron Lewis of New Trier High School, and his brother, 14-year-old Jason Lewis of Christian Heritage Academy. Together, they make up the Lewis Duo and study with Dr. Julia Miller at the Music Institute of Chicago. So we talked a little bit about how long it takes you to perform a single piece, but how long do you each practice individually every day?
Well, leading up to this, most of our practice has been with each other, and that's been about 2.5 to 3 hours every day.
Mm-hmm. And when you're not practicing for a radio broadcast, how long do you practice individually?
I'd say about an hour or so.
Uh-huh. Every single day.
We try.
You try. Well, what's one thing that motivates you to pick up your guitar every day?
I just love it so much. Just the feeling of the strings under your fingers. It's just...
We just really like to play.
Uh-huh. Well, that comes across in your playing. We can hear that in the music. You get to perform all around the Chicago area. According to your website, lewisduo.info, you've performed at weddings, corporate events, coffee houses, bar and bat mitzvahs, fundraisers. So do you have any favorite performance stories?
Well, whenever we are performing at a fundraiser, usually there's waiters who come around with food, you know. Mm-hmm. And so while we're playing, the waiters like to try to give us food, like put it in our mouths while we're playing.
Really?
Which is always pretty
does
funny.
Does that make your job easier or more difficult?
It's a little hard to eat and talk and play all at the same time, uh-huh. But it's always fun. But I think the performance that we both like the most was the one in Austin last summer when we got to perform as part of the youth showcase at the Guitar Foundation of America's International Convention.
That must have been nerve-wracking because you're performing maybe for the first time in front of all these people who are just like you.
Yeah. It was, I think you might have been our first formal concert outside of the state. We got pretty nervous, but
it was really
cool. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Well, it looked like you posted that performance on YouTube, if I read that correctly. So you can check that out on their website. Again, it's lewisduo.info. And it looks like you used YouTube a lot, not only to post your own music, but also to find new music.
Yeah, we love to find new people on YouTube. It's always fun to see who's out there.
Do you have any favorite performers, favorite classical guitarists, or maybe a favorite video?
One of our favorite performers is a man by the name of Andrew York.
Mm-hmm.
He's really inspired us. He's been on the cover of all of our music books. And last summer, we got the opportunity to have a masterclass with him. And that was really exciting because we both play some of his pieces as solos.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a lot of insight on his pieces because they're his, and he gave us a lot of tips and secrets about how he plays it.
And what's the most useful tip? Maybe you don't want to give away your secrets on the radio. Well, you can think about that. We can talk about it later.
Okay.
But next, we have a longer piece by Fernando Sor. It's called Encouragement. What is it encouraging?
Well, the two parts encourage each other because there's a lot of back and forth in the piece. First, I have the melody, then Jason has the melody. And so there's this encouragement literally between the music.
And why did you choose this one?
Well, actually, our teacher showed it to us, and we listened to it on iTunes, actually, and it was really cool. And it's nice because there's a trade-off between the two parts that's mm-hmm. really fun to do as a duo.
He had this...
We have 75 plays.
He had this 15-minute piece. He had this 15-minute piece on replay throughout the whole day whenever we were home, so that it was just engraved in our minds.
Mm-hmm. Well, here is music now by Fernando Sor. The title is in French, L'Encouragement, Opus 34. It's in three parts, starting with the introduction and then the theme and variations, and it ends with the valse. This is Introductions, and we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio here with the Lewis Duo. Thank you. Performance by the Lewis duo. We heard 14-year-old Jason Lewis and 16-year-old Aaron Lewis in the L'Encouragement, Opus 34, The Encouragement by Fernando Sor, in three parts: introduction, theme and variations, and valse, live here in WFMT's Love and Performance Studio on introductions. That was fantastic. Thanks
Thank you.
To both of you. What an accomplishment. That was so much fun to listen to. We're running out of time, and I want to have time for your last piece. So real quick, what are your aspirations for both your duo and your personal guitar playing, your solo guitar playing?
Well, we both really love it, and I have to go to college soon. I definitely just won't stop playing. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. I think we might do some video chat practices while I'm at school.
Skype practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I like it too much to put it down.
Well, Jason, you're only 14, so you have a while to decide. But
I'm going to play all the way through high school, all the way through college, and hopefully my whole life.
Well, what a unique situation you have here to be able to perform with your brother at such a high level, especially in a duo. And I hope that you will keep this part of your lives forever. Let's end now with your last piece. You're going to perform now the Tango Suite, the first movement, the number one by Astor Piazzolla. Really quickly, tell us about this piece.
Well, this has a nice kind of groove to it because it's the tango, and Jason's got a percussion part in the beginning, so he's kind of getting in tune with his inner drummer.
All right, some percussion on the guitar here. The Tango Suite number one, the number one from the Tango Suite, I should say, by Astor Piazzolla, performed here live on Introductions. Thank you. Music by Astor Piazzolla, we heard the Tango Number 1 from the Tango Suite performed by the Lewis Duo. The Lewis Duo studies with Dr. Julia Miller at the Music Institute of Chicago. Thanks to you both for such a wonderful, exciting hour of music.
Thanks for having us.
You can listen to this performance again and find the complete program and audition to perform on Introductions on our website, wfmtintroductions.com. You can also learn more about the Lewis Duo by visiting their own website, lewisduo.info. We also hope that you'll find WFMT on Facebook for updates on our many exciting live broadcasts, and we welcome your comments about this program. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serbin, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.